I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Diplomatic efforts intensified in Lebanon this week as protests ground the city to a halt. An HCJB World Radio medical missions team just returned from work in South Lebanon. Sheila says their team offered critical health services and found that the conflict may actually result in church growth.
This has really been a wake-up call for them to reach out to their neighbors. And many of them had been evacuated to Beirut. Many of them had rubbed shoulders with some of their Muslim neighbors that normally they would not have contact with. And they realized that as they were all in it together, that they were just the same as everybody else.
Elsewhere, a 300-strong Muslim mob recently murdered six Christians in Ethiopia's Agaro province. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says it's not an isolated incident. They're into a very dangerous situation in western Ethiopia today, as defined by the rise in violence against Christians.
We're having situations where young Christians are being said, you will convert or die. These are things that we did not find in Ethiopia even a year ago. We would see violence, we would see beatings, we would see churches burned down, but we weren't seeing people getting killed as much.
Penner says the oppression is getting more severe as evangelicals find themselves pressed between Muslims and the Orthodox Church. And Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez's landslide re-election is getting mixed reaction from the Christian community. Transworld Radio broadcasts Christian programming in Venezuela and has seen growth in the past year. Chavez's attention on education has forced the radio stations to air children's programming. That was an open door for TWR to offer their children's program, Pedrito El Pulpo, for use on regular radio stations. Pray that this work would be allowed to continue. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.